Big Egg is conspiring to raise egg prices. I'm not kidding. There's lots of evidence to suggest that egg producers are using bird flu as a cover to price gouge consumers. As of January 2025, a dozen eggs cost on average $4.95. That's more than 2.5 times the average price 3 years ago, a 157% inflation rate. In the past 4 months, about 15% of the country's egg-laying chickens have been killed. During that same period of time, egg prices have risen 255%. According to a study by the University of Arkansas, costs related to the avian flu should only have increased prices by 12 to 24%. Also, if bird flu really was responsible for the price increases, why are corporate profits soaring? Cal-Maine Foods is the biggest egg producer in the US and owns a fifth of the entire market. They saw revenues increase by 82%. In one single quarter, they made $954 million, compared to $523 million the year before. In fact, many of the so-called bird flu-related price increases occurred in places and during time periods when the bird flu wasn't even an issue. The Southeast didn't see avian flu affect its flocks until January 2025. Between 2022 and 2023, egg production in the region actually rose. Yet consumers living there still saw price hikes during that period. Cal-Maine Foods didn't experience any outbreaks in 2023, yet the company still sold eggs at 3 times the price, pocketing about $1 billion more in profits. How do they get away with this? Corporate consolidation. The top 5 egg companies control about half of the entire United States egg market, allowing them to easily manipulate prices, which they've done before. In 2023, a federal judge found that egg producers in the 2000s were purposefully limiting the domestic supply of eggs in order to inflate prices. The companies were required to pay $53 million in damages for their price-fixing scheme.